Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so Gator. For people who don't know, Gator is not a fan of Taysom Hill hype. It's Taysom Hill hype that has driven you nuts and made you anti-Taysom Hill.
That's right.
And okay. I mean, because, we all have our things.
Here's what it is. Taysom Hill, when he played with the Saints while Drew Brees was there, Drew Brees was your quarterback, Hall of Famer, one of the best ever. And Taysom Hill would come in from time to time and they'd give him some plays out of the Wildcat, whatever. And he was a nice little Swiss Army knife weapon to use because you had the great Drew Brees.
Right. Change of pace guy.
Right.
Throw you off.
Hey, great. You got a guy who can throw the ball over the place, or, you know, occasionally got this quarterback who's kind of built like a running back a little bit, and he can run and get you some tough yards. Okay, and he can catch the ball. Nice, whatever. He's not a great player. He is what he is, and a little role player. But then people started clamoring for him because he would throw a pass or two. They're like, oh, wait a minute. He was a quarterback at BYU.
Well,
maybe he should get some more time. And then he started getting a lot more hype about being this great player, and the coaches would talk about him because coaches would be asked. And no coach is going to dog their player or downplay what their player is. They're going to say, yeah, he's been great at practice. He's a guy we could see, you know, if we need to, we feel very comfortable with him at quarterback. Of course you're going to say things like that. Then the hype machine gets built up and built up and built up, and it spits out, Taysom Hill is a legitimate quarterback. Saints should probably sign him. Hey, we got a real competition between Taysom Hill and what's-his-face.
What's-his-face?
I'm forgetting what's-his-face. Jameis Winston. We got a real competition. We don't know who's going to start. Really? You don't know who's going to start. The guy who's been a quarterback or this guy who clearly can't play quarterback in a league, whatever. We'll believe it when we see it. And of course, what happened? Jameis Winston wins the job because he's a legitimate quarterback option. Now Taysom Hill gets thrown in there because the backup quarterback, which wasn't Taysom Hill, it was Marcus Simeon. Now he comes in. Or Trevor Siemian. Sorry. Marcus Siemian would be even better, because if he can't beat out Marcus Siemian, then we really got problems. So Trevor Simeon's in there. He's not getting the job done. They're in the midst of this losing streak. Now they're like, we got to do something. All right, Taysom Hill gets his shot. And what do you see on Thursday Night Football? In all its 4K glory on Fox TV, one of the worst performances you'll see from a quarterback
I should have more disdain for Taysom Hill, because I have made the argument for years that the most overrated aspect of quarterback play that fans wildly overrate is their ability to run.
Yep.
It doesn't really motivate how I feel and how worked up I get, but I think it is wildly overrated. It's a nice fallback position to have, but that's not why we have what I would look for in a quarterback. If he can run, great, but that's just, hey, it's a little add-on to me. And Taysom Hill got people excited because he could run. But I thought of you a lot as he was going 19 for 40, whatever. He did throw for 260 yards, but four picks.
Yeah, those four picks. Yep. And damn near threw a pick six to start the game, throwing across his body. And somehow Leighton Vander Esch didn't pick the ball off. I think he was surprised. Did he seriously throw it across? Wait a minute. Oh, I was too late. Should have had it and returned it for a touchdown.
He looks like an emergency quarterback who had to play quarterback.
That's right.
Like, if you put it in that context, you're like, all right, not that bad.
Right, exactly. That's the context it should be in. That's the way I've always felt. He's fine as your third option.
Third, fourth.
Or if you're using it as wildcat because you don't want to use Kamara in a wildcat, I get it. Okay, I can live with that. But don't start talking him up like we feel very comfortable with our offense with Taysom Hill leading it as a starting quarterback, because that's a bunch of BS.
Gator, the other thing I noticed from last night's game, and it's not really either here nor there, and I don't think we have a topic out of it, but in the first half, the Cowboys put on a display with the toe tap catch. There was the one, I think it was CeeDee Lamb right in front of the Saints bench, where I was like, wow, he got both feet in. Then there was a touchdown pass to Gallup in the back corner of the end zone, toe tap, both feet, kind of dragged, I think it was the right foot, awkwardly, but got it in. And then there was the interception where the ball was tipped down near the goal line, one of Taysom Hill's interceptions. And who was the defensive back? I can't remember who it was now.
Brown?
Curse,
thank you. J-Ron Curse, with the pick right down there at the goal. And it was like an exhibition at toe tapping to keep your feet in bounds, put on by the Cowboys in their 27-17 win over the Taysom Hill led New Orleans Saints. All right. I said I asked a question a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and people didn't like it. But I got this, it's more specific. Gator, these are the biggest money losers for gamblers to play in Nevada in the month of October. So remember when I asked something like this before, it was the debate over what was a table game and what's not a table game?
Right, yeah.
This is everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's put out by the Nevada Gaming Control Board. So everything. What do you think is the biggest money loser?
For people that gamble, where they're losing the money the most.
This is in Nevada, so it's... obviously, everything at your disposal.
I'm going to still go with sports betting.
Specific kind of sports betting?
Football.
Okay. Well, close. I'm going to go 7-1. All right?
All right.
At 7, Texas Hold'em. At 6, roulette. At 5, Pai Gow poker. At 4, let it ride. At 3, keno. At 2, three-card poker. And the number one loser for gamblers in the month of October in Nevada, sports betting parlays. The number one.
Parlays, okay.
Yep. And yep.
Always a poor bet.
I'm part of it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the parlay.
As long as you do it responsibly for entertainment.
Right.
And you can, you know, afford to lose whatever you lose. Yeah, it's fun. It's hell yeah, it's fun. Not to lose money, but.
No, but I mean, if you win,
oh, that's one where they get you.
I'm just saying, if you win one out of five, I think you're doing well.
Oh yeah, I would say so. In a parlay,
so there's
how big your parlay goes.
There's all this crazy stuff available and stuff I'd never even thought about. But the one thing that's worked reasonably well for me, is golf. After the first day leaderboard. Bet the guys that are second, third, fourth, and fifth for $1 each to win the tournament. I won two
or
twice
more
that
than
way.
$1 if
well,
you
win. $1, Doug.
Yeah, well,
easy.
Here's the thing, but you win like $28. So I'm like, I'll put $1 down.
I know this is not Doug Gamble.
No, it's not Doug. Hey, right. Yeah, it's his money. He'll do whatever he wants. Yeah.
Instead of saying $1. How about a unit? Say a unit.
You want me to lie?
No, I don't want you to lie. Say a unit, and then people can figure out what they want to do.
Here's the thing. I'm not a high roller by any stretch of the imagination. So that's the only thing that the accessibility to sports gambling has changed with me. Like I'll throw a buck down on this. And it's usually something like that. Because you get Tony Finau won a tournament this year, and I think I won $28. On a $1 bet, which is a good return on my investment.
28-1 is a good return on investment.
Yes.
It's even better if you actually bet like $20 on it.
Well, yeah, I'm not prepared to lose the $20. I don't want to lose the $20.
Doug does not need to call the number. He's very responsible.
No, Doug does not need to call
it. That's how most people should be. Like,
Doug does not have 1-800-270-7117.
I guess I'm a pretty boring guy when it comes to that.
But you bet what you're prepared to lose, possibly.
Yes.
If it's a dollar, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
If it's 20.
What's and I guess this is my lesson for everybody out there, if you care to hear a lesson, which probably you don't, because not everything's a life lesson, Dad. But it's amazing how much more I care for $1. It's just a stupid dollar.
Oh, you care about being right.
It's like first goal of the Red Wing. First goal of the Red Wing game. You bet a dollar on Lucas Raymond and you can win like $7. And it's ridiculous. It's a dollar, but it makes you watch the game completely differently, obviously, when you have money on it. But $1 makes me zero in way more.
Mike made an interesting comment yesterday when he was railing against Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And how it's kind of becoming unwatchable and all this has lost all the interest.
Yeah.
And he made a comment about it that I thought I actually might kind of agree with him. Not that I love baseball, I'll always watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that even gambling doesn't help create more interest in baseball. And I thought about it for a second, I'm like, that's interesting because gambling makes everything more interesting. Like if you put something at risk on it, right?
Yeah, he says not baseball though.
But not with baseball. I think he might be right because I haven't been compelled to bet a single time on baseball.
But if you do, it's so slow that there's not, you know, with the other games, it's live, quick action. Yeah. And that's why when you bet who scores the first goal or whatever, any goal, it's much more exciting. Baseball, yeah. You can almost baseball, be like, tell me the score after.
Right, and you're giving up a run and a half per game or whatever it is typically, and it's, you know, it's a little harder to gauge. But it'd be interesting to see where the dollars go, like how many of sports betting dollars actually go on baseball compared to
the lesson I've learned with watching
basketball.
Baseball is watching the in-game lines.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody scores in the top of the first, go the other way immediately. Has been my experience.
But hey, have you bet
$1?
Have you bet a dollar on baseball?
Yes.
Kang, have you bet a dollar on baseball?
Yes.
I have not bet a single dime on baseball.
But I will say it's my least bet sport if I ever, you know, on any of the four majors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.